For the first time since the fall of 2019, staff and students in Okotoks and Foothills area schools are set to have a normal school year as they return to the classroom without COVID-19 protocols. Students in Christ the Redeemer Catholic Schools, Center, are headed back in a staggered format beginning August 31, while Foothills School Division, FSD, students will wait until after the long weekend, September 6, before starting up again. "Everyone is super excited about the new school year," said Center Director of Communication Cindy Nickerson. "The excitement seems to be growing, not only with our school staff, but with our families as well." She added that staggered entry was a practice adopted during the pandemic the division intends to keep after noticing its positive effects. "We just found that it really gave students a chance to settle in and gave teachers some extra time to spend with the students," said Nickerson. "It's really helped ease the back-to-school rush. There is also excitement surrounding the new school year in FSD," according to Superintendent Chris Fusasi. "I think there's a renewed enthusiasm and people are looking forward to the school year ahead. Happy to have put the challenges of the past few years behind us and get back to that space," he said. One thing the public division learned throughout the pandemic was the importance of wellness among staff, students and the community, something it plans to continue to promote, Fusasi said. "The abundance of knowledge around technological resources, like online meetings, will also be used in FSD going forward," he added. Both divisions have seen increases to enrollment for the 2022-23 year. Though she couldn't provide specific numbers, Nickerson said Center recently hired 32 teachers to serve the growing communities. In the public division, Foothills Composite High School is once again seeing greater numbers of students, Fusasi said, adding that increasing capacity there is pushing the division to continue to advocate for a new high school site, which he said is needed now more than ever. "As many students and parents are clamoring to get back to a normal, pre-pandemic school routine, some students in both FSD and Center are choosing to remain in the virtual classroom. I think families have learned that for some students, online learning is probably the best opportunity for them if they're independent learners and thrive in that environment," said Fusasi. Regardless, both divisions are over the moon to welcome students back and facilitate another year of hands-on, in-person, typical learning. "We're really looking forward to a more normal year than we've had since the pandemic," said Nickerson.